is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks.
Good afternoon, Wisconsin!
Vice President Kamala Harris holding her first rally as a presumptive presidential nominee in Milwaukee today after collecting enough delegates to win the Democratic nomination.
You all helped us win in 2020. And in 2024, we will win again.
The vice president securing two big endorsements earlier today.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have endorsed Vice President Harris for president.
We are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris.
She is ready. She is willing. She is able to energetically and emphatically lead America.
Jeffries predicts Democrats would maintain control of the Senate and flip the House in November with Harris leading the ticket. Matt Piper, CBS News.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will resign from Congress on August 20th. CBS's Nicole Killian tells us the move follows his conviction earlier this month.
The senator was convicted on 16 counts in a federal corruption case, everything ranging from bribery to extortion, a wire fraud. And we saw in the wake of that conviction, a number of the senator's colleagues calling on him to resign. Others also suggesting they may move to expel him had he not resigned.
New Jersey's governor will appoint a replacement for Menendez, who will serve until January. The father of Sonia Massey, who was killed by a sheriff's deputy after calling 911 in Illinois, says authorities never actually told him what happened to his daughter. James Wilburn tells CBS News he found out from another family member, then saw body camera footage.
I don't think that looking at that tape with my old heart from before 2022, I had quadruple heart bypass surgery. But I don't think my old heart could have taken this.
The deputy who shot Massey has pleaded not guilty to murder charges. Iowa's strict abortion law will take effect on Monday, banning most abortions in the state after just 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law was actually passed last year, but a judge had blocked it from being enforced. And Chris Brown and Live Nation are now being sued for $50 million after four women claim the singer assaulted them backstage after his show last week in Fort Worth, Texas. According to this suit, the singer and others surrounded the women and started throwing chairs, then brutally kicking and stomping them. Brown has faced legal issues in the past and famously pleaded guilty for assaulting Rihanna back in 2009. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the purchase of 9 additional security scanners. It'll cost about $700,000 over 4 years. The systems are essentially walk-through metal detectors. 7 people have applied for the vacant 5th District Kenosha County Board seat. Interviews will be conducted before an appointment is made at the county board meeting August 6th. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not guilty plea. He faces up to 25 years and will be sentenced in October. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The decision to close the school after the next school year is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally. She'll be in West Dallas today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cubs battled at Wrigley Field. Chicago went through 6 pitchers to keep the Brewer bats at bay. Milwaukee made some costly errors in the field and lost the game 3-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, our bullpen was a little taxed tonight, but Milner did a great job. And credit to the Cubs. They played in the clutch. They did what they had to do. And they pitched great, 6 different guys, and they kept us at bay. We had opportunity and, you know, didn't get that big hit.
Game 2 of the 3-game series is tonight. NFL, Jordan Love at practice, but will not suit up until he has a new contract. General Manager Brian Gutekunst talked about the 25-year-old quarterback at the team shareholders meeting.
Jordan Love.
Yeah!
Jordan not only developed into one of the game's more exciting playmakers, his steady demeanor and leadership allowed our group to weather the storm and find our confidence as the season moved along. We're working very diligently to sign him to a long-term extension.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy today with widespread haze. High temperatures flirt with 80 degrees. More scattered showers and storms are possible this afternoon. None of them are expected to be severe, but some of them could be strong with gusty winds and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me
Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It was on this date in 2001 that 59-year-old Paul McCartney got engaged to 33-year-old Heather Mills. It was just 3 years after Paul lost his wife, Linda.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen, take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the guns and butts and explode into space.
We can climb so high, I
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We'll be right back. Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters is here to wrap up this past weekend's box office numbers.
Well, at number five, it was A Quiet Place Day One, bringing in $6.1 million. At number four, it was Long Legs, the hit from Neon Pictures starring Nicolas Cage as a serial killer. It brought in $11.7 million. At number three was what has been the biggest movie of the summer so far. Inside Out 2 took in another $12.8 million and is nearing the $600 million mark at the domestic box office. It should only be a week or two before it surpasses the $608 million made by The Incredibles 2 to become the number one animated release of all time. At number two, it was another animated movie that is doing phenomenally well at the box office. Despicable Me 4 took in $23.8 million in its third week. It's made over $260 million so far. And at number one, surpassing its initial forecast, was Twisters. Audiences and critics love this movie, starring Daisy Edgar Jones and Glenn Powell. This upcoming weekend at the box office, we have another force, and that's Deadpool and Wolverine as it arrives at theaters for premiere showings on Thursday. For months, many have predicted that Deadpool and Wolverine will be the number one movie at the box office this summer. The question is, can it surpass the $600 million plus that Inside Out 2 has amassed so far? We'll see how it all plays out over the next few weeks. But in the meantime, get your advance tickets to see this movie event on the biggest screen possible.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
First impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at rivercitydentallaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and you're
your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Wondering what happened to our talk shows? You can still find them. Just go to our sister station, AM 540 WAUK, or download the Civic Media app.
Milky Way, my shadow.
radio station covers Racine's local news like WRJN. For 97 years, we've covered the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris campaigns in Wisconsin today as the newly minted Democratic frontrunner for president. She's speaking in Milwaukee.
It is my intention to go out and earn this nomination and to win.
That's Harris speaking yesterday at the former Biden campaign headquarters in Delaware. Virtually all of Wisconsin's Democratic delegates are supporting her at their convention next month. And practically all of Wisconsin's top elected Democrats are endorsing Harris for president. That list includes Governor Evers and U.S. Representatives Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan. Other endorsements are coming from Senator Tammy Baldwin, Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, and Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's now a guilty plea in connection to the hit-and-run death of a 69-year-old Racine man back in late 2022. Sean Shelton had initially entered a not-guilty plea for charges related to the death of Anthony Morales. Yesterday, that plea changed to guilty. Shelton was arrested 4 months after the incident after police matched evidence from the crime scene to his damaged vehicle. The 43-year-old Shelton will be sentenced in October. He faces up to 25 years in prison. Racine's Roosevelt Elementary is going away. The Racine Unified School Board has approved the closure of Roosevelt at the end of the next school year. Most of those students will instead be sent to Gerstead Aggerholm the following year. The decision is part of a larger plan that includes boundary changes for multiple schools in the district. The sexual assault case against the owner of a Kenosha County bar has been dismissed. The owner of the Kickstand Bar and Grill in Kenosha has been cleared of all charges. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold her first presidential campaign rally in West Allis today. It's an early afternoon speech. The rally is her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year, but first as a presidential candidate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, few showers and storms tonight and lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow after some patchy morning fog, highs in the upper 70s. Sunshine in around 80 to the low 80s Thursday, and with more humidity for the weekend, temps continue to climb through the 80s. Right now it's 80.
Tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
America with Sister Golden Hair on WRJN. That song went to number one in 1975. It was their second number one hit. Can you name their first? Yeah, that's right. A Horse with No Name in 1972.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. So young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my daddy in bed and crying, watch his hand been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, oh yes I know.
Maybe to the park, I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN says here a study finds that people will make healthier choices if a vending machine has a built-in 25-second delay system. What does that mean, healthier choices at a vending machine? Does that mean I get just the regular Oreos instead of the double stuff?
Oh,
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. Did you know that Smokey Bear turns 80 this summer? Here's everything you never needed to know about Smokey Bear. That's right, Smokey Bear turns 80 on August 9th. In 1944, the creation of Smokey Bear was authorized by the Forest Service, and the first poster was delivered on October 10th by artist Albert Staley. In that first poster, Smokey was depicted wearing jeans and a camping hat, pouring a bucket of water on a campfire. The message underneath read, Smokey says, care will prevent 9 out of 10 forest fires. The living symbol of Smokey Bear was a 5-pound, 3-month-old American black bear who was found a few years later in the spring of 1950 after the Capitan Gap Fire, a wildfire that burned in the mountains of New Mexico. That Smokey had climbed a tree to escape the blaze, but his paws and hind legs had been burned. Local crews who had come from New Mexico and Texas to fight the blaze removed the cub from the tree. At first, he was called Hotfoot Teddy, but he was later renamed Smokey after the icon Smokey Bear. And that's what you need to know.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole, brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Hi, this is Chris Morrow, General Manager at WRJN. Well, we're getting close to Packer season again, and once again, WRJN will be your home for Green Bay Packer football from the preseason all the way through the playoffs. If you'd like to get your business involved in sponsoring the Packers, we have something that could get you on the air for under $400 per game. If you want to find out more on how you can sponsor Packer games this year, in some cases for under $400, call me, 262-951-8549.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Dreaming of, she's everything I've been dreaming of.
nice to see her, and she told me I could.
Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It's Herman's Hermits, and I'm into something good. I don't know how closely you were paying attention to that song, but the hand claps in that song, not always on the beat. And they were recorded into the same microphone that Peter Noon was singing his vocals.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Kamala Harris hit the battleground state of Wisconsin for her first presidential rally as the presumptive Democratic nominee.
Today I ask you, are you ready to get to work?
Kamala Harris spoke to a clearly energized crowd, telling them generations led the fight for freedom, and now
the baton is in our hands.
Harris promised,
I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Republicans not too worried about going up against Harris in November. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
They don't really view this as